This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The statements that we say in Salah, do we know them and understand them? If not, we must know them and understand them. It's not an optional thing. You must know what you're saying in your prayer. Just like you learn the words to say them, you must know what the words mean. That's number one. And number two, once you know what they mean, do you try to find meaning and purpose through those words? Do those words that were taught by the Messenger of Allah, do they make us think and reflect? Because that's what the point of the salah is, dhikr. Aqimi salata li dhikri. Here, you look at Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. That is the meaning, that is the best and closest translation. But that's a very basic understanding. If you look at the Arabic, this word Akbar, in grammatical terms, is on a pattern. It's called a sigha in Arabic of afdal al-tafdil. Akbar, asghar, this is a common pattern in Arabic for comparison's sake. And this comparison sake, this pattern is used often with the word min. Min in Arabic usually means from, but in this context it means than. So for example, if I say, ana akbaru min fulan, I am bigger than fulan. It's used that way. And in fact, I'm required to use another word called tamyiz to say, how am I bigger? Ana akbaru min fulan sinnan, I'm bigger than this person in age. That's how the sentence is used in a very classic fusha way. But now also in fusha you have what's called balagha, rhetoric. You can remove parts of the sentence, and then those parts that are removed make a powerful implication. They imply something very powerful. And when you do that, the Quran does that all the time. The old Arabs will do that all the time. They would say a sentence with hadf, with parts that are omitted on purpose to convey a powerful message, to add more force to their message. Here in Allahu Akbar, the min is dropped, is omitted. The tamyiz is dropped, it's omitted. And then the question is, why is it omitted and what's the powerful message being conveyed? We look at the scholars of Lugha. We look at Sibawayh, for example, the greatest scholar of Arabic grammar, who, by the way, was not an Arab. Sibawayh was Persian. And Sibawayh wrote the most important book of Nahu in our history, Al-Kitab. It's called Al-Kitab, the book. And Sibawayh's Al-Kitab is so, like, it's like at the highest level of the learning Arabic grammar. It's the reference. And interestingly, when Sibawayh was learning hadith, he made a mistake in Arabic grammar and his teacher corrected him. And that's when he said, I will learn Arabic grammar. And he became not just a scholar, he became the master, the grand master of Arabic grammar. And his book today serves as the source. Sibawayh, rahimahullah, says, حَمَلَهُ سِيبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْحَذْءِ أَيْ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Sibawayh explains that Allahu Akbar means Allah is bigger than, more important than, greater than everything. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, أَكْبَرُ مِنْ كُلِّ كَبِيرٍ. He is more important, more significant than any other thing that is important and significant in your life. So when the statement comes just as Allahu Akbar, with these omissions, in intentional omissions, the powerful message is that's supposed to be conveyed is Allah is more important, more significant than anything in your life. He is a higher priority. In fact, He is the highest priority over all other priorities. So when you are praying, instead of thinking about what you must be doing afterwards, instead of thinking about what I will do once I finish my salah, Allahu Akbar means you stop all of that. You stop thinking about all those things. And you think only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to pray to Him and how to connect to Him. That's what Allahu Akbar means. And if you forgot in the beginning, no problem. Allahu Akbar at ruku', you'll be reminded. and you forgot at ruku, Allahu Akbar, when you go in sajda, you'll be reminded again. So many opportunities to be reminded. The salah is full of it because it is أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. It is meant to be a reminder, a way for us to connect to Allah.